This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local in studio right now with College Radio. What's up, guys?
Hey.
How's it going?
What's up?
Going?
They're here?
How are you, Seattle?
I guess so.
Huh. Back in Seattle. Looking a little bit different than the last time I met you guys. Last time I had you guys in studio. I had you guys in studio, right?
Yeah,
that's right. So I had you guys in studio pre-pandemic, and then post-pandemic, you guys look a little different. Welcome back to the show. Let's reintroduce yourselves. Tell us what you do for the band.
My name is Gordon. I play guitar and I sing.
My name is Evan. I play the bass guitar, lead bass, and I sing as well.
I'm Melvin Smith. I play lead guitar, and I sing a little bit.
I'm Mike, and the drums play me.
Right on. Mike and Melvin, you guys are the newest members.
Yeah.
That right? So what brought you guys to the band? Was this pandemic happenings? Was it pre-pandemic? How'd you guys join the band?
Oh,
that's a tricky.
It's been almost 2 years for me, so yeah. let's break
Which is basically the beginning of the pandemic. Yeah,
essentially.
The opportunity arose. I think, there was a falling out, and I was asked to fill in for a few shows, and I stepped up and then had so much fun, I ended up permanently rolling with it.
Did you know these guys from before, or was it like a Craigslist thing?
Just through social media type of deal. Yeah, just, word around town, and I think I was posting some videos, and Gordon had seen, and then I was selling drum gear that, he picked up at one point, so we met officially.
Yeah.
So that was that.
And Melvin, how about you? I know you're a man about town with several of your bands.
Yeah, I was with a band called Cashing and Karma for a while, and I actually left that right around 2 years before the pandemic because I was just trying to sort through things, and I was teaching for a good bit up until right around the time we were trying to come back from pandemic. Mm-hmm. And in that time between, I just kind of felt I needed to do something a little different. I missed things that I didn't do for a while, and one of those biggest things was music.
Yeah.
So I actually did a promotion of it in my own weird way on my own social media, just saying, hey, I haven't been playing for a few years, but I'm trying to get back into it. Yeah. I rejoined the band, and funny enough, Gordon messaged me on Facebook and said, hey, we're looking for a lead guitarist for this band. And funny enough, College Radio was a band that I actually had recommended to me in one of my new music mixes, like 4 or 5 months before I even talked to Gordon about
stuff. So the algorithm got you.
Yeah, the algorithm nailed me pretty good here.
Followed up on it.
Yeah, you guys tracked that. I get that. You guys can hear my phone, and you guys knew it was good because it was just like fate. I feel like it fits so well.
That's cool, man. Yeah. So, you mentioned you had been teaching. What were you, a music teacher?
No, I taught fifth grade for a year, and then I had a year and a half of third.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. And but no more teaching.
I'm pretty happy to say I'm retiring for that for the time being. I had a pencil in my arm. Thank you. Yeah, I had a weird mishap with some of my kids once. They were fighting. I tried to stop them, and as I slammed the phone down from talking to the principal, a pencil went in my arm. I'm just like, ripped it out, held it, and was just like freaking out. Just like, this happened in front of all of my kids. How do I cover? So that was me literally maybe 5 months, 6 months before I actually decided to come back to music. So
yeah,
it's kind of cool to be able to say that that won't happen again.
You yeah, think?
You get summers off.
I did get summers off, but
Mr. Smith.
And you know, these guys might, you know, get kind of feisty and stick a pencil in your arm.
It's fine. We have heated conversations, but we stick solely to Expo markers and those like safety, safety scissors, the ones that are curved, no sharps.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing here.
So to the OG members of the band, what kept you guys going when things, you know, were starting to, you know, lineup changes and stuff? What kept you guys deciding to like keep things moving? It must have been kind of difficult to, or I would assume so.
Each other.
Yeah, I like it.
Because I love you.
I don't know. We just kept having like, we just didn't stop working on music like with people. Because it was, it wasn't, I mean, Cody's exit wasn't acrimonious or anything. He just went to go be a grown up.
Sure.
Which like I envy him and I endeavor to do such
a
thing.
Who is now a father.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And, congratulations, Cody. And awesome. Congratulations on being engaged. Congrats.
Yay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good for them. But we just like, we never let that stop us from working on music and just keep writing and just keep working. So it just wasn't an option for us not to have a drummer.
Yeah.
Because we've got a show in 2 weeks. We're going in the studio in a month. Yeah. And it's just got to happen.
The train's moving.
Yeah. It was just propelling itself at that point. So it was either that or get run over, I guess.
Yeah.
It also helped during the pandemic too, when a lot of people didn't have something to kind of grasp onto.
Mm-hmm.
We really like held on to the band, and we kept practicing, even though we weren't supposed to get together.
Sure.
Mandates, we still wrote, got together, and just we utilized that. And I think that's honestly what kept us breathing and surviving during the pandemic. And we were able to write a lot of music too.
Yeah.
So we took advantage of it
during those times.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yes. Yeah. I did the full demo for I'm Sorry in my basement during the pandemic, I remember.
God, everything
was very productive.
Like everything that's on our brand new record is stuff we did during or like almost in the last year and a half too. So like,
yeah,
we're pretty proud.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. You guys are killing it. You guys just got back from a tour. We'll talk about that in just a second. But I am curious, one thing that happened during the pandemic, and it was something that I watched them. It was something that definitely, it was a needed thing, just like my Zoom interviews. It was a product of the time, you know. Live streams, were they awkward? Were they like, how do you approach them? Were they like, explain, you know, what the vibe was like with these things with no like live audience? And how many of them did you guys do?
It was weird trying to maintain the energy when it's just like three like 45 year old dudes just like, that looks great, and like just holding a big camera, and you're like, hey kids, right on, like for our thing, because I don't know if we were their bag so much.
Sure.
But we can kind of keep it going.
Yeah,
we did quite a bit actually. Like we did stuff with Bridge City almost every single time they did it, we did it. Love them to death. Nick's killing it. We did a couple for...
We did the music something. Northwest. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Northwest Talent Spotlight.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay. It.
Yeah, that was down south.
It was in a strip mall, though, and they like blacked out the windows.
Whoa. So kind of felt like a porno.
Like a Papa John's.
Yeah.
A high-end porno.
High-end.
With like 45-year-old men, they're like, yeah.
They use 720 camera phones, not just like a weird potato phone.
It's the kind where the ladies wear pearls. Fancy like.
Nice. Pearl necklaces. The actual kind.
We've all played in front of two empty rooms.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's been a thing.
Yeah, I've played for fewer people before.
I feel like we've done two in the last, I'd say in the year or so.
Sure.
And there's only one that really plays in the mind, and it was when we were in New Mexico. Because this place was great. They let us smoke and drink inside in this weird room with a bunch of other really gruff adults.
I want to believe like, that state law over there. I want to believe
weird,
that you can smoke in a bar there, but I bet it's not.
I'm talking, they look like they had like a TV production, but the guy running it was just like incredibly tense, but so trying to be happy about it. It was the most frightening yet joyous moment I've ever seen of this man. It was weird, but yeah, live streams are interesting.
Okay, well, you guys just got back from the road.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it. And this was you guys booked this DIY, is that right?
Heck yeah.
This gentleman, Gordon.
Mr. Gordon.
Everything we do is DIY minus management, who is pinup. Joel and Josh, we appreciate you guys.
We love you.
Howdy.
No, it's honestly like still the same old out there. It's hitting up a venue, seeing if they have something going, and finding a bunch of bands that are willing to come play. And
yeah.
We got really lucky this time around. I think that our music has definitely paid off by allowing people to hear us and say, oh, this band actually isn't bad. And just meeting a lot of like-minded people, too. Like, we were in Montana with River Runs Through It.
Okay.
They kick ass. We love playing mixed bills. We did a couple dates with a band, Saving Vice, Thirst. I highly recommend you check them out.
So fun.
Last show, they played a Barrier Dead cover for me.
Nice, dude. Sick. So it's kind of like the heavy stuff, hardcore kind of stuff.
Fun mix. What's nice is like since this was our third big boy tour, so like at this point we're getting to like play the same venues, you know, a second time and see, you know, the growth in real time, and we get to play with the same bands a few times, and see that like we are starting to build something out there. Like, we got a little thing going in Sacramento, and we got a little bit of something going in Arizona, and stuff. Like, it's fun to see it kind of grow.
There's real roots, and I think that's with all the bands. It's just seeing the response in stories and social media from people that see us. It's like we're seen as these cool guys that come from the Northwest, and they do some really wild and different things every night they go out. So it's good to have that reputation, and it's really fun to make it real, make it true, you know?
We learned, too, that this is our first dry. The whole band went out dry. Well, Cali sober. And people respect you so much more when you're not drinking.
Oh, yeah?
I think they... Yeah. Mostly, I think they just feel bad for me, but...
I mean, when I asked for a Coke from some of the bars, they go, really? And then they give it to me with such kindness, and then I'm just feeling like, oh, is this like... Am I not supposed to be doing this? Do you just want me to be a diva?
Let me give you more food. I can't. Or, do you guys want energy drinks?
You only want French fries?
Sweet. I'm like, damn. Like,
so was that like a group decision to just be sober, or was it everyone's just kind of path?
I came in like that, I think.
Sure.
And then I wrote, I used to get messed up about it.
I cleaned my act up about 3 months ago.
Okay, that's nice.
Enough one day.
Yeah.
I don't drink on tour. I haven't done that since one of my last tours with Enterprise Earth. It felt better when I first joined Enterprise Earth.
Sure.
Like, it just felt better to be sober, especially like I didn't want to be the TM that went up to the, you know, the guy that was giving out money all a little sauced up or something. Yeah. I just want to be a little more professional.
A little bit more professional, yeah.
And
it's a job. You're loving what you're doing. You're playing music. But in reality, like, this is a job. Like, this is your job. This is your potential career, you know, so.
I believe you're paraphrasing Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
It's a fun job, man. But it's really a job. Is.
Yeah.
Always.
So you want to be a rock superstar.
I don't know about Melvin, though.
See, okay, it's not that I don't want to drink or I don't like to drink. It's just I don't drink. I have other means. We said California sober. I mean, I'm someone that just doesn't like to be too loud, obnoxious with stuff. And I feel like I'm a loud puker, and I don't want to even give anyone the risk of me up at 2 a.m. in a hotel room and waking up one of these three. So
you just smoke a blunt.
I'm not. I don't want to be a mess, and I'm less a mess with the other end. So
we are so not the party band. We'll party, but very soberly. But
there you go.
Yeah, we're fun guys, but we just have different means to have fun.
We do like to just chill after the show, though.
Very true.
Nice, dude. The way you guys were mentioning kind of talking about how you are grinding, you're going out and doing these tours and being consistent, there's another band in the Northwest that it's almost like this, you know, did it a couple years before you guys, but has continued to grow and grow and grow, and that's a band that just comes to mind is the Home Team.
I knew you were going to say that.
And they just were consistent. They went out, they did their thing, they played a similar style of music, kind of pop punk stuff, and you guys are on that same trajectory.
So the thing I love about the Home Team is exactly that. You've seen their grind from the very jump out here. I remember back in like 2017, 2018, I watched them at the Warped Tour when they came out here.
Yeah.
And just seeing them have that continual progression to where I think even now, Gordon, you may be able to tell me if I'm wrong or not, but they're like not even trying to classify what they're doing now as pop punk.
It's a little bit different.
New style.
Yeah.
More pop-ish.
But that's just them developing that identity, you know?
Sure.
They still
like
fit that.
Kublai Khan hates being called a hardcore band. They're a metal band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all in fun, you know. Like they're taking it, like the home team's doing the same, and I love it. Like
I do
too. The
record
is so sick. Daniel, you guys are killing it.
Yeah. Honestly, stuck in my head. So.
And they've been doing it for a really long time. I remember the very first demos. Like I'll be real. I tried out for the band. I sucked back then. Obviously, didn't get it. But they've been grinding, and I appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah, you're kind of following that model.
Absolutely.
We look up to them. Avoid's killing it right now.
Yes, they are.
Designer Disguise is killing it,
yes,
too.
They are.
The Pacific Northwest is always just on top when it comes to stuff. I appreciate it.
It's awesome to see the wave just continue to be like just continual great bands and great music coming out of here. And we're just glad to continue to push that, you know? Like, we want to put our own little niche and our own little special style to it now.
What were your favorite cities to play?
That's a pop quiz question. Ooh.
Well, you mentioned Sacramento. That? You said Sacramento.
Oh, I love Sacramento.
Sacramento was really fun. Someone was getting arrested across the street from the venue.
Okay. Like we 7 cars. Right?
That was pretty fun. And also the crowd was really great, and it was a good show.
Yeah.
I just moved up here from Sacramento 7 years ago.
Oh, nice, dude. Okay, so you have kind of roots there. Yeah. Nice, dude. That's awesome.
Grew up there pretty much, so. But I love San Diego. Just anything beachy for me.
Oh, yeah.
Just going zen out, you know?
He was doing drums over out on the beach, just shirtless drumming. It was funny.
We had a really good time in Moscow, Idaho.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a spot that, like, it's just across the border from Wazoo, or they consider it across the border, like, hours.
Yeah.
But, that was so fun. I remember we were playing it in VFW, and we had no idea how it was going to go. It was like the first out-of-state date, and it was just crammed to the rafters with kids. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. And we
was it all ages?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. And they were like 14-year-old kids. They're just rocking out. It was so fun.
Unreal.
I remember that because we just – I think that was the first tour, and we didn't quite know how it was going to go.
Yeah.
And just the starting one was just right out of the gates.
Absolutely.
Arizona, this tour was really fun, actually, at Yucca Tap Room with Let Me Downs. And,
that was in Tempe.
Tempe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think one of my favorites is just from our March tour. We played in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I mean, if it wasn't for the great people that we played like for, it was the bands we played with. We found this hardcore group called Deep Incision, and a band that I got into just like listening to music called Gopher Gold was one of the bands that opened or played alongside us, and it was just like combination of bucket list band to play with, but also really intense energy crowd. It was perfect mix for a good night.
Hey, Gopher Gold, if you're listening, one of you has my speaker cable.
Hey, we need
this
to.
This is Evan. If you want to mail that back to me, I'd really appreciate it.
Or we could play
like
together. Or play together, and then we could just chain it over or something. Or
just
like,
demo
just make
like
that work.
Yeah, email Melvin or just mail me the cord, whatever you want.
You know what to do.
okay, so, I mean, it sounds like you guys had a blast out there on the road. You guys killed it. One question I had when you were when I asked, is it all ages? Do you guys notice if something isn't all ages? Does the show tend to not draw as much, or if it's all ages, does it draw more? Because pop punk is a style of music that a lot of like younger people love, but a lot of people my age love. Obviously with the When We Were Young festival, all of us elder emos, quote unquote. But there's also like a lot of younger kids that would like to come out to these shows. Is it important to play all ages, and do you notice a difference? That was a long question.
It's the backbone.
We got
I
a
think.
Long answer. No.
Yeah.
I would say like we love playing all ages shows because we promote a safe space for anybody and everybody. Like if you feel uncomfortable at a show, you let us know and we'll make sure that you feel safe. And what's really cool is, I mean, we've tested the waters with doing all ages shows, just all ages shows, or all ages shows with a bar, and they're very unique. I would say some people rather go to a show with a bar. Not a lot of kids are going to shows anymore.
Okay.
I've noticed too. Like, but then when you leave Washington, like our Seattle area, like we played Richland first day of our tour recently. It was an all-ages show, and the kids had a freaking blast.
That's
and
awesome.
And it was just so cool like to see them hyped. And we had tech difficulties enough to where I would be frustrated and I would leave. But all of them stayed.
That's awesome.
And they demanded we play the whole set.
Yeah.
And, like,
same when we went down to Shelton. That was another all-ages one that just had a ton of kids. And just down to like, there was like a six-year-old kid, with the mohawk and the Blink-182 shirt. And it was like, what a cool kid. That little guy was there. It was... Yeah, I do feel like the all ages shows in Seattle don't see the rise in attendance that you would like out of it, but virtually anywhere else, even when you get just down to like Tacoma
or Everett.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Just talking about that with Taylor from Back to the Locals Fest.
Yeah. We were talking about that earlier.
Absolutely.
Thank you. What were you going to say, Gordon? Sorry.
Well, I wish that more kids had the opportunity and knowledge that there was these shows going on.
Yeah.
But I also, like, we've talked about even trying to find these new bands that are, like, high school bands or just starting out garage bands who want to play a big venue. I believe Taylor even talked about it in the podcast. You know, playing a real show and doing that. We've talked with, like, Alma about it and a couple other shows. And we're still trying to figure out how to make that happen, where it's like, how can we have a free show for these underage kids so they can...
It's kind of like a talent show.
Yeah.
I mean, how else are we going to get these kids ready and started to go out and do it on their own professionally? Like, I just know I spent so many years cutting my teeth just trying to play places like the Swiss. And I mean, we can laugh now, but it's like those things in those places are how we got to refine ourselves, get to know how to play on the stage. And I think the more we give those kids an opportunity, the better the next wave's going to be.
The kids don't have, like, they have venues like the Real Art, and but they just don't have venues like the Viaduct or Club Adrian or Club Impact. Like back in the day where these all, like, Liberty Theater in Puyallup.
Like Hell's Kitchen did small ages.
Red Door. Community College when they used to do the local shows. Like, we were so fortunate, so lucky, we were so spoiled, and I want those kids that are listening to music now or just getting into pop punk, metal, hardcore, to be spoiled like we were. Hopefully.
We got to lift them up and mentor them, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah, show them the ropes, dude. That's awesome. And then take their money. No, I'm just kidding. That's part of it.
Step three, we keep that hidden.
Buy a record.
There you go.
If you like it.
Exactly. One time I went to a hardcore show, and there was these little kids that they bought a T-shirt, and they each had $5. It was a $10 hardcore band T-shirt, and they cut it. Wore half a shirt.
Yes.
And the singer of the band was like, dude, I would have just given you, but like, that's such like a kid thing that like you don't think, but it's hilarious. These two little punk rock kids are wearing half of a t-shirt each. Like, it's like, that's amazing.
There's this...
That was like me trying to like get a shirt from the Jet City Fix when I was like,
yes.
There's a video somewhere, there's like a puppet that's doing like, they're doing like metal songs or something like that, and they're like having them like rock out and headbang with like a little puppet guitar. He's like playing Master of Puppets or something, and then they pan out and they show all these like little 8 and 7 year old kids just like losing their mind, like it's like hip, like it's a Big Four Fest type
show. That's amazing.
It was awesome. I need to see more of that.
That's awesome.
They were all headbanging, but none of them had rhythm.
None at all. One of them was like kids. Strumming on the like the little security line or the velvet rope, trying to like strum. It was brutal.
It was adorable.
So yeah. I'm curious about. I've never really asked bands this question, but it's something that just kind of popped into my mind here. You know. Obviously, we're in the old school technology of radio, a radio station here, but you guys were talking about kind of like, you know, this popped up on my For You page or my algorithm, you know, recommended this band. How important is playlisting for bands these days?
It's pretty crucial at these points, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much, I wish, this song's really good, but it, you know,
sure.
But it is so crucial to get on a playlist.
Do you have to, like, submit for that, or how do you do it?
You have to submit money.
Ah.
It's not even that anymore, so it's mostly just a who knows. Beforehand, you could reach out and find the people that were curating these, like, Spotify playlists, iTunes playlists. Now it's just so, like, tight, where it's like you... If you aren't on a label or if you're not already up at like 10K monthly listeners, probably not going to get on one. And if you do, it's because someone really likes your band.
Okay.
So obviously we suck. So
no,
subpar.
It's just getting out there though. It's hard.
Interesting.
But we don't care about the numbers. We do care and we don't care. It's like at the end of the day, it's definitely like we're proud of what we do.
Yeah.
And, if someone says we need X amount of numbers to do something, we're going to go out there and do it ourselves.
Yeah.
There you go.
But at the same time, I mean, you can't neglect the importance of it. I mean, without the algorithm, we wouldn't have Melvin.
There you go.
Unless we cut that part from the interview.
You know, it's an easy omission here.
Nice. So I should have mentioned that there's three shows coming up here, November 19th at the Kraken with Goodbye Viking and Midnight Movie, your other band.
Yeah.
Yes. Quick plug for Midnight Movie. We're going to be putting out a new EP next year, Cool Rock and Roll Party All Night Long.
Woo-hoo!
See you then.
December 17th at the airport. Going to be an acoustic show. Are you going to do some Christmas songs?
Hanukkah exclusively.
Don't give them probably. The idea, don't, but okay. Probably now that you okay. said it. Yeah, because we have the one that we put
out. There's a secret guest on that one, and Movie Night, a new band, is also putting that show together. So.
Nice.
Oh, they're good. They're nice guys.
And that's down in Tacoma. Mm-hmm. And then December 30th, also in Tacoma, right down the street from the airport at the Plaid Pig with Authority Zero. That's going to be a cool show.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
Ollie Ollie Oxenfree on again.
Yes.
I believe the last time we played with them was in Seattle and it was sold out.
Nice.
So we're hoping for that to be a real big one. So please come to that.
It's going
to
be fun. Nice. They're a great band.
Now while you can.
Yeah.
While you can. Keyword while you can.
So Nothing Ever Changes, It Only Gets Worse is the name of the record. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back here from playing a couple songs here. I'm Sorry and Fever. What do you guys want to introduce this? Who wants to talk? I'm Sorry and Fever.
Oh, right on. I wrote I'm Sorry before I actually joined college radio. I've been sitting on it for a super duper long time. And no one has been all that interested. Whenever I show it to people, I'm like, huh? What do you, huh?
Yeah.
And they're like, yes, you're really doing that, huh? Okay. But Gordon got super interested in it when I sent him a demo and a bunch of them. And so we just jumped into the studio. And since Melvin didn't come that day, they let me play the guitar solo.
Ooh. It's his time to shine.
Which the producer called, and I'm quoting him, sloppy.
Love it.
But he left it in.
Much appreciated, so thank you, Josh. Buddy.
Unless he just replayed it himself after we left, which might be the case.
It sounded fine.
Yeah.
And how about Fever?
Fever is about struggling with addictions and overcoming addictions. You can find the music video. This is a song that I wrote with Evan here. And Mike, actually, too. Mike, you're part of this one. And... it's pretty much straightforward. You can get through your addictions, but it's okay to be not okay about it. Like, people fail. If you fall off the wagon, it's okay to get back up. And you just talk to people about it. That's the biggest thing. I love Fever. It's fun.
I love that one. Someone
so fun.
Came up to me at Elko and was like, oh, I love how you stole that bass part from Decent Criminal and Fever. And I was like... excuse me? And they're like, no, that one. And I was like, do you know the name of the song? He's like, no, I can't remember, but it's got the exact same part. And I'm like, well, that really sucks. Thanks, bud.
All right, with that in mind, let's go into the songs. It's I'm Sorry and Fever by College Radio from the album Nothing Ever Changes, It Only Gets Worse. It's Loud and Local on the Rock.
To the guy that I yelled at on the subway, wanna say I'm sorry, I was having a bad day. Shows I went to, I never meant to insult or offend you, but it's like a buzzing little noise that just won't quit, and you're not quite sure if you imagined it. I think there's something you should know. Like a ghost, and if I just
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
College Radio going to be playing November 19th at the Kraken with Goodbye Viking, Midnight Movie, December 17th at the airport, an acoustic set in Tacoma, also in Tacoma on December 30th, ending the year at the Plaid Pig with Authority Zero. Tickets are available for that one now. You just heard two songs from them, I'm Sorry, and the last one was Fever from Nothing Ever Changes, It Only Gets Worse. Beautiful artwork. An homage to Green Day Dookie, I see. It's pretty awesome.
So, thank you.
And we're very happy people have been getting that reference.
Yes.
Yeah.
People miss a lot of our references, which bums us out sometimes. But this one, nearly every kid has come up to. Like, oh, Dookie, right? Yeah.
They nailed it, yeah.
That's awesome.
What's really cool, too, with what I loved about Dookie is, like, Dookie and most of those CDs from, like, the 2000s and the 90s is you open it up and you're like, oh, I want to put this one on my wall. I want to put this one on my wall. That's pretty much what the booklet has, too. It has, like,
that's awesome.
Fun artwork. A lot of little hints of, like, my animals. Obviously, Evan's dog, Doug, is, like, the main character on the front. And the main character in a lot of our merch.
He's the little pug that's front and center there.
Gotta
that's
love so him.
Cute. Yeah.
He's who did the artwork?
Survival guide video.
A gentleman named Samuel Lucas.
Cool.
Does a lot of really killer punk rock stuff.
It's
pretty
really
much
good.
Like that fat style.
Yeah.
Kind of see it in there, too.
Totally. That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about the making of the record. When did you guys start, and did you guys really just hammer this out during the pandemic, or when did you guys start with this one?
Initially, the album started right around the pandemic, mm-hmm. and then we just pretty much utilized all our time in just writing and trying to get this ready to slow roll out, and then have it ready by 2022, and the world worked out that way, thankfully.
Yeah.
I would believe Growing Pains was the very first song we did on it, in our buddy Dane's house with a really interesting drum kit that, Mike, I'm so sorry you had to use that.
Oh, that's good.
No offense, Dane.
The thousand-yard stare that came out of you as you said that kit.
So tell me about the drum set. What?
I just remember, like, drum heads taped upside down on top of drum heads.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing in particular, but it was, I mean...
We got it done. It sounds good, right?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it's good. It
sold me.
Yeah, it's good.
Got me.
So you guys record this in several different places and then put it together? Or?
Yeah, we recorded them kind of one by one. It's not like we went in there and hammered out like a bunch. We just go in and do, one with Dane and then one with Josh and one with our buddy Jacob, just not piecemeal.
Singles at a time. It's a singles world.
Exactly. Yes.
We were banging them out pretty consistently for a minute.
That's cool.
We had half the record, I would say, done. It was just initially putting it all together and fine-tuning stuff, editing lyrics, because I'm horrible with lyrics sometimes, and these guys can help me so much. Oh, my gosh, thank you. another person we worked with was Tron for a song, but mm-hmm. a lot of it we did with Josh from Designer Disguise.
Cool.
He engineered a lot of it. The whole record is mixed and mastered by John from Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, the drummer.
Wow.
John Espy, he's freaking awesome. Love what he does.
Great guy.
And they had such good suggestions, too. John was the one that had that dropout you heard in I'm Sorry. He was like, dude, it'd be really sick. And we were like, oh, John, yeah.
That's awesome.
As well as the lead line in Survival Guide, I think.
That was
the
second verse. That was a beautiful addition too.
Yeah.
Love that.
Which we don't work with the producers really. Everything is all just done by us. Which mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, who produces? Well, we did it all ourselves. I'm like, oh, people pay money for that. I'm like, what? I'm just fortunate, personally, me, Gordon.
To be extremely talented.
I was going
to
say beautiful, but that too.
You can take that, too.
To be with three other people that just kick ass. It's like if we say this all the time.
Flattered.
Hey, guys, let's work on a song or let's do a cover. You can come to practice and everyone has it.
Okay.
Literally a sit down and kind of work through it together type thing, but it can be done in the same day.
Yeah.
It's a really fun thing to do. Just kind of knowing that we can throw whatever we want out there or throw any old idea and everyone's going to do their best to get it. And any, I'd say 9 times out of 10, it's nailed or it's just not supposed to work.
Nice. Right on. Well, congratulations on the record. We're hearing songs from it tonight and it's in front of me. It looks awesome. And you know, it sounds awesome as well. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
A couple questions I just want to throw out there. Every band has a band dad. Who's the band dad?
Gordon.
That's got to be Gordon.
Gordon's the band dad.
People will come up and ask me questions and I will literally, before I answer them, just start looking around the venue being like, Gordon, Gordon, you want to talk to the pink hair guy.
It's okay. Deer in the headlights situation, especially at merch when, like, the first day of tour, I remember Gordon set up this really great system for all of these bins laid out so well. Every band we toured with said that our merch looked like a Hot Topic, like a mini pop-up Hot Topic, and that's really flattering, but it's all Gordon, because the second we had our first customer of that this last run, I looked up at them and said, you needed the yellow shirt in medium? Gordon! Gordon!
That's awesome. Gordon, you're kind of the tour manager?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, nice.
That's what that little trophy I got you says.
Oh, there you go.
Number one manager.
World's best tour manager.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I mean, I did it so much on the road.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
I never have to pull out the shotgun. That's the good thing. They haven't seen that yet. But as a TM, sometimes, you know, I think someone brought up like having to go to an ATM and have someone, I think you brought it up, Taylor, about having someone go to an ATM and pulling out money. I've actually done that before.
What's the restaurant or the fast food place that you see that everyone's like, we're hitting that?
I constantly suggest Taco Bell.
Always.
To crickets / groans.
Okay. Solid groans. Oh.
In-N-Out.
French fries. Okay. Anything that has French fries or some form of like bean burrito, I guess, because two-fourths or half of us are basically like vegan or vegetarian, mm-hmm. so we basically try to keep ourselves to that. To do that at 2 a.m. when the only thing in Montana that's open is probably like the fifth Denny's we pass. Yep. So you kind of have to make do with whatever sampler you get.
Yeah. And the cheesy, you know, sticks and mozzarella cheese sticks and, exactly. and French fries. And
it's, I mean, we're so there's always cheese sticks.
Oh my God.
It's whatever franchise is in the truck stop where we stop. It's between a terrible Subway or a very depressing Arby's.
Depressing Arby's.
A depressing Arby's where you have to order on a computer and the people behind the counter won't look at you.
Oh, God.
You just have to like order and stuff, and then they'll call your order, but they still won't look at you. It's very creepy. It's like Black Mirror Arby's.
Yeah.
Or like, okay, so that's why I went into.
They don't want to talk to you because never. You're at their Arby's. They're like, you're so shitty that you would come here. We obviously don't want to meet you.
I don't want to talk to them either. Don't act like I'm trying to make friends at this Arby's. Just give me my fries, dude.
Well, at this Arby's, I remember ordering a turkey sandwich, and the guy goes, "Hey, not to me." Like, walks away and starts it. Hey. Here, would I? And he starts talking with the other lady back there. I'm like, hey, they're like, what? Should I not get that? You guys were talking down. It's like, oh, I wouldn't eat turkey from here. That's just me.
Like, well, you obviously know because you work here. So what do you guys do to this?
I thought the turkey would be good.
I will say I did have my first, like, I feel like we're getting somewhere feeling at a truck stop like that. Because I remember we were in Oklahoma at like 2, or it was like 11 or 12 in the morning. And it's just like a random encounter with this guy at a gas station. He's sitting there and he looks at us and goes, y'all in a band? And we say, yeah. And we tell him the name. He goes, I think I heard of you guys. And he pulls, I think he pulled out his phone or he showed it to us. He knew us a little bit. And I was like, this random dude at an Oklahoma gas station knew us at 2 a.m. I feel like we kind of made it today.
That's cool.
We can agree on Buc-ee's.
Oh, Buc-ee's is the term.
Turkey wall. Oh, yeah. They got a whole wall for gummies, dude.
Oh, that's all I was going to say, the gummy wall.
That makes it very hard to pass.
Yeah, fair enough. I bought a T-shirt at the Buc-ee's in New Braunfels because that's the biggest Buc-ee's in the world.
Yeah.
And it says New Braunfels in very big letters on the front of it. And I was walking around in a different part of Texas. I was in like Fort Worth or somewhere where people were very rude. And this woman goes, oh, Buc-ee's, have you been there? And I go,
nice.
Yeah, that's where I got the shirt, man. And she's like, oh, okay.
That checks out.
100 gas pumps. Shout out.
There we go.
Yeah. Y'all a band?
Y'all a band? Okay, so this is a Northwest-centered show. It's Loud and Local. What's your favorite Northwest band of all time. Mike, let's start with you.
I'm going to say the Classic Crime.
Okay, nice, yeah. Dude. Okay, Classic yeah. Crime. Melvin, Cashing in Karma?
Close third. if it's not Jimi Hendrix, I'm going to go with technically they were made here. Yeah. I'm a lifelong Foo Fighter fan. So.
Awesome. Yes, absolutely. I mean, Dave
Grohl. Day Real Estate too, though.
Yes. Oh,
there you go.
Absolutely. Got tickets to go see them in December.
Deepest aspiration is to someday be the Black Dave Grohl. That's there like my goal in life, I think.
Coffee? I think that's his goal in life.
I mean, Sunny Day Real Estate, one of the guys from Sunny Day Real Estate is in.
Nando.
Yeah. Mendel or whatever.
And William Goldsmith was their first drummer for a while, too.
Shout out to his new band, Assertion.
They're incredible.
William Goldsmith. What about you guys?
I would say the Blood Brothers.
Yeah.
I wish I could pretend I'm smart and say Death Cab for Cutie, but it's definitely the Blood Brothers.
Okay.
I think I saw them like 15 or 20 times.
That's awesome.
I loved them so much.
And Gordon?
It's going to be in between, like, On the Last Day and Sinking Ships.
Okay.
I've just been, the Disconnect record is so freaking good.
Yeah.
And I'm from Auburn, so.
There you go. all right, man. So we got some old stuff, some newer stuff. Well, actually, no, all those bands were old school kind of, right?
For the most part.
No, we're young and hip.
I'm the youngest one here, and I wouldn't say that for me.
Ah, that's good times, man. Okay, so what's the plan for 2023, guys? More hitting the road? World domination. I like it. You're going to finish your TikTok ABCs of emo?
Yeah, I plan on it eventually. Okay.
You're on L now? Or
L currently.
Okay.
Yeah. But just don't do Lost Profits.
Oh, please no.
No.
Yeah, it's a cancelable one.
I was a fan anyways.
Ditto.
Yeah, I just haven't been in the mood to play anything really emo lately, so I've been doing a lot of instrumental post-rock stuff, but I'll get back to it eventually.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of an L one that's not Lost Profits.
You are.
Law Dispute.
Ooh, that's going to be it.
Are you going to do Poison the Well for P?
Ooh.
No.
I did. Charlie,
Pierce the Veil? No, that's metalcore.
I was going to say.
For P. Postal Service.
Yes. But drums with that. Like, there's no real drums in that, is it?
He's digging in his phone right now.
Drum machine, right?
Look at him looking for it right now.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought you were saying Portishead or something.
Postal Service, totally.
I want you to do Motion City soundtrack for M.
Yeah. Guys, back on track. Sorry. Back on track.
Game planning over here. Our bad.
What are we doing?
More music. More touring.
Yep.
We'll have actually more touring information probably sooner than later. April probably at the latest.
Awesome.
I know we've got a bundle of songs done. I've got like three I'm sitting on.
I got two.
Working on LP2 pretty much. So expect LP2 to be ready by the end of the year.
Wow.
And a lot more of America is going to be able to see our face live. That's the goal. Just trying to also branch out.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm playing with like MXPX and Amber Pacific. Just kidding.
Oh, we wish. We really want that.
That'd be cool.
That's me manifesting. Let's do it.
There you go. It's that energy right
vision
now.
Vision board, bro.
There was like a lunar eclipse, and they said if you manifest it, like you can totally get there. So let's
vision board. Carrera, I will say, that guy does not age.
No.
Jesus Christ, somehow. That guy is still very, very, you know, young looking, and he gets better looking with age.
It's punk rock.
I was gonna say it's just being against establishment. I think
it's all the weed.
And that's why we look so good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Look at that.
Preserved like a mummy, just with the dried herbs. It works.
They wrap them in bud.
Exactly.
Cannabis helps.
November 19th at the Kraken with Goodbye Viking Midnight Movie. December 17th at the Airport in Tacoma, acoustic set. December 30th at the Plaid Pig with Authority Zero. If people can't come out to the shows, but they still want to check you guys out and they want to support you guys, what's the best way to support you guys?
On all of our socials, you can find us on College Radio, PNW, on pretty much everything. And we highly recommend you add us to your playlists and just add us on all the socials and other things.
You can go to our Bandcamp and buy our t-shirts.
There you go.
Do that because I make some of them.
Your shirt's going to go up soon, too, from tour.
My friend Ryan, he plays in the band Pound. He was saying that he was kind of making the joke that when they tour, they're just traveling t-shirt salesmen.
Yeah.
Essentially.
We have like 15 t-shirt designs. It's psychotic.
I have friends now that realize, they're like, I get it.
You just go on tour and sell shirts.
We got some for everybody, baby.
Yeah. Legit making pitches like we're the ShamWow guy. Like, yeah. We had these little like fun pill bottles that had download codes. I would use that as like a marketing pitch. It's literally everything I do.
What was that movie, Spaceballs, where they put merch on everything?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what we're trying to do.
Put your logo on everything.
We're trying to fully monetize the College Radio experience from end to end.
That or being the Garfield band.
Yeah,
I accept that.
That is one that I'm very happy about that. Yeah, I brought every Garfield t-shirt I owned on this tour, which is more than a 36-year-old man should own. We don't have to go into the specifics. But we got like the window clean Garfield. We got several Garfield shirts. Like
he's got a Garfield bass.
I do have the Garfield bass. Cool. That is also true.
There's so many Garfield lovers out there. We probably sold more Garfield College Radio merch than the really cool, like, I'm not saying it's not cool, but like our cool, like crazy.
Like our new hip stuff.
And I think it's because most people hate Garfield like I do. They're like, I have to get that. I hate Garfield so much.
I think they just hate Odie so much because the picture they have of Garfield in it, he's holding a head, dude.
Whoa. You just don't understand people's relationship with Garfield. I hate him so much.
Is it like me and Zach Baggins? Is it just like...
It's exactly like that.
I get it. Okay.
Again, November 19th at the Crack and December 17th at the airport in Tacoma and then December 30th at the Plaid Pig with Authority Zero. We're going to go into Full of It and Survival Guide, two songs off of Nothing Ever Changes, It Only Gets Worse. Any final words? And who wants to intro these?
I can intro it.
Sure.
So Full of It's something that I actually brought to the band. It's one of the first things I was able to actually share with these guys. It's a song I wrote back when I was in the thick of my student teaching a little bit more so around quarantine, just because I needed to get my frustrations out. I was dealing with, I would say, a very cruel teaching coach, and he made me really not want to do that job anymore. And I literally had to go through a series of therapy because of how much I didn't like this life path I even took. So it was that helping me kind of act in a song. It kind of made it make more sense. And I find it really honoring because I know that's one of the first songs that all four of us were able to sit in a room and record it all together. So for me, that's a really special fact for me. So I just think that this is one that I will hold for a while.
Melvin, is it cruel to say this? He won?
Oh, he never won that. I got my certification and I got the heck out of there. Okay, I think I got the win there.
Okay, so you at least got the certification. And then you were just like, screw this.
Oh, definitely. I think after I told myself after I had like a month or two with that guy, I think mentally I was just like, I get this piece of paper, I'm done. This guy just ruined it for me. So I just didn't want him to win. I'm a little petty like that.
Okay. All right. He loses.
Exactly.
Loser.
Now I feel bad. Survival Guide is a song that I wrote about hating my boss.
Yes.
And I say this, it shows I feel really bad about the song at this point, because since I wrote it, that man has been fired and then his wife left him. But he was just so incredibly unpleasant, and I think the song is really good, so we're absolutely still going to play it.
I feel like even though these two songs like just show strong hatred, we are not that mean of people to people we work under.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we need to say this for the ones that we currently work with.
I just started a new job like 3 days ago.
I'm uncomfortable with saying these now.
So, like, we're employable still. We don't hate all of our bosses or everybody.
Check my resume and references. They will say all good things. I surely hope.
Maybe it's you guys that are the ass. I'm just kidding. Just joking.
Yeah, you can judge that.
What do you think I'm sorry is referring to?
It's our whole existence we're here.
Nice.
Evan, you should take us out, my friend.
How so?
Just say something.
Back of the head.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you call in now, Kevin will give you $1,000. That's right, $1,000 cold hard cash. Call right now, please.
All
right.
And now we play fun sound effect music like radio stations
Gordon,
do.
What's your number?
Oh, God.
Give him your number. All right. Here's Full of It and Survival Guide. College Radio. Catch them November 19th at the Kraken, December 17th at the airport in Tacoma, or again December 30th at the Plaid Pig with Authority Zero. It's College Radio on La Mocal.
Crazy. myself to care. Remind myself to breathe.
Forget about fun because they've already won. Step two, find out who's putting the screws to you. I'll try to find the path of least resistance, but my esoteric addiction always gives me away. I'll try to maintain a kind of silence, but the undertones of violence always get in my way. Just say
get out by five without making a scene. My brain is an organic machine that can synthesize this nightmare and report it to me. My body is a simple device that can bridge labor in a capital at minimum price. How nice.
Tell myself to care. Remind myself to breathe.
Myself to care, remind myself to breathe. But the bastards always win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.